All right, come on, Tommy, introduce her. She is here.
Let's go. It's that time. It's time for Reality Update with Carla Farrell. Once again, Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Well, I mean, really, earlier this week, was it Tuesday? We already did the recap. I did the recap of Real Housewives of Atlanta, the whole crazy bachelorette party, Cynthia's bachelorette party with the stripper and the sex swings.
And the swing. Really pretty, the swing.
And the swings. We pretty much covered all of that. So I think it's time for me to turn it over to my segment partner in crime, Mr. Steve Harvey.
Your partner?
Yeah. Well, he, you know what? He's been telling us, you know, he told us about this new show he's been watching. Cheryl kind of mentioned it on Netflix. So tell everybody what you went to now, Mr. Steve Harvey. What
well, I just found this new show on Netflix called Bridgerton.
It's not new. That's A.
Brand new to me. Just popped up on my screen. I ain't never seen it. But Shonda Rhimes came out with a hot one. And it's in the 1800s. And it's got blacks and white on there, and they all got equal position, and the queen is black and all this here. But they don't never mention race in it. So
that's
it's black dudes walking around with white British hair and riding horses and own stuff and black people in charge of stuff and talking crazy to white people, and white people ain't saying nothing because they're scared of them. And then, you know, the white people love black people and black people love the white people and don't nobody mention it. And the leading dude in it, that I'm only on episode 3, the leading dude is a handsome, debonair black dude.
Yeah.
And
yes,
little white
Lord.
Girl. Little,
I mean, yeah.
Hell, little white girl that fell
Watch
for him.
Yourself,
and now he over there, he working her ass half to death. You know, he done taught her the game because she trying to get picked at the what looked like a debutante ball or something. They were trying to get chosen and everything. All these square-ass dudes trying to run up on them. Ain't none of them got game. Just run up on them talking about what pedigree from family they in and all this hell. Well, the black dude, he don't want to have no kids because he ain't like his damn daddy because his daddy treated him like a monster. And I hated him, too, because his star used to have a stuttering problem. And all I saw was me. So I liked him right away.
So now you have
stutter.
Put That's yourself in Bridgerton.
Yeah.
You have
so
put
me and him hated his daddy, but I love my real daddy because he told me, don't worry about that stutter. Just go make some money. You can be stupid if you want to. And so that's what that encouraged me.
Yeah,
he said, boy, don't worry about that. You ain't really stupid. Don't even worry about that. You just can't talk outside of here. You got good ass sense. You gonna be something. So anyway, so this white lady got these three daughters.
Yes.
And she got four, really.
Featherington.
And,
yeah, yes.
And this chick that's the mama is the same chick that was in the Roman thing on HBO.
Game of Thrones.
She was the hot redhead. No, in Rome.
Oh.
The HBO series called Rome.
Okay.
See,
okay.
Y'all don't know nothing about this because I watch period pieces.
Well, I'll be doggone.
See, y'all need to get caught up.
Oh, yes,
she the
sir.
One that slept with Caesar on the side. Mm-hmm. And so she plays the mother in this hill. Have no idea what her name is, so please don't
Clearly.
Ask. She got the three frumpy daughters, and she got one of them that's supposed to be the cute one, but she really ain't. She ain't fine, you know, at all. I don't see what nobody see in that little thing right there. She ain't got no body, nothing. Just
well, before
look.
We run out of time, can you wrap up Bridgerton for us and one
anyway,
word?
The dude is a player. The black dude's a player. He a duke, and the prince came from Russia to sweep off his feet, but she liked the black dude. And now the black dude got to marry her for honor. And he's finna have a duel with her brother and gonna kill his brother, but he end up whooping the dude's ass. It's all over the place.
You can't
figure out what's going on.
That's how you do it. It's a good show.
Yeah, but I'm in episode 3, and all I saw now is the black dude now got to marry the white girl. But he don't really want to, but they don't know nobody white and black in here. So I'm just adding you hood commentary, because ain't no black and white people in there. They just people. But you can tell they black and white, though.
Thank
All
you
right, thank
for your
you.
Interpretation.
And that's how I'm watching it as black and white people. I don't know what Shonda had in mind. Beautiful way she did it.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show 20 after, right after this.
Ask me anytime.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.